You take drugs.
No, not drugs, pills.
Take one. Go ahead, it'll pick you up.
I read about these things. They get you hopping like a jackrabbit with an inside hemorrhoid.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna paint the porch. Paint upstairs tomorrow, the porch tonight.
It's all right, Archie.
I didn't mean to harm you.
Everything's gonna be all right, Archie.
I didn't mean no harm.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days. And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Well, I'd say, see, my problem was business, you know. My business was kind of going bad, and I was getting the blues. So I took some of these little pills.
Pills? We're living in a pill-oriented society. We try to dull our minds, to find new thrills, to blot out the world of reality. Shameful.
Yeah, well, I guess it is, yeah. Well, what are you in the hospital for?
I'm an alcoholic. Funny. You look too square to be a dope addict.
We a dope addict? Geez, I ain't that. I just took some medicine, that's all. Like the way a doctor writes out a subscription there. Like your aspirin, your Rolaids and that, you know?
I don't remember hearing you could get high in Rolaids.
Well, your memory's shot. You're a lush.
Bottoms up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm back here. What are you scared of there? Oh, I see it now. Hey, handling there. When you bottomed up, you also bottomed out. Yeah. Edith, this is Mr. Hanlon.
You do, Mr. Hanlon. Very nice to have seen you.
Hey, Hanlon, be careful the way you face when you get out there.
It's no use. He's gonna moon the intensive care.
Oh, gee, how do you feel?
Oh, wait, I feel so ashamed.
Oh, you shouldn't, Archie. It was all my fault.
No. I signed the papers and I bought the bar.
Oh, yeah, but I shouldn't have let you get away with forging my name.
I didn't forge it. I traced it,
Edith. Trace.
Yeah, well, all right. Why'd you let me get away with it then? Here, look at what the result is. I'm laying here a failure.
Oh, no, not a failure, just a forger.
Oh, geez.
You want to say forger? All right, say forger. Let's tell the world that the word is forger. Hey, everybody on the seventh floor there. Run like hell, there's a forger laying in the middle of your midst here.
Might you marry somebody else? You'd have been better off. Gee, you know, you should have married Henderson the plumber. He was an ugly mug. What the hell? He died young.
Poor Alvin.
You were nuts about him, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, but I loved you.
I'll tell you one thing about a plumber, you know. When a plumber's business goes into the toilet, he's sitting pretty.
Your sunny side up.
No, I'm keeping your sunny. I hate that. I hate all of them songs giving you advice. I tell you to go sing in the rain and go walking through storm. Did you catch yourself pneumonia trying to be happy?
Come on now.
Watch it. That's where they harpoon me.
Well, I'm sorry. Guess what the doctor said?
$500.
He says that you can leave here tomorrow, and after a couple of days' rest, you can go right back to work at the bar.
Back to what? Back to nothing?
No, it's gonna be different, Archie. You're gonna have lots of customers. Archie, would you promise me something?
What, Edith?
Would you promise me that the next time you feel blue, instead of taking them pills, you'll come and talk to me?
All right, Edith.
Oh, thank you. I love you.
I didn't even have a chance to say goodbye.
Help me, Lord!
Come in! It's us, Mom.
Oh, come on in.
Hi, Mom.
How's Daddy feeling?
Oh, he's very down in the dumps. Thank you for bringing over that portable TV set.
Is he watching it?
Oh, yeah, all day long. I just wish he'd turn it on.
Don't worry about it, Ma. TV's better that way anyway.
Sounds like he's still bananas.
You know what Archie needs? He's gotta get up out of that bed and go back to work.
Yeah. He does, but he won't. I keep trying to cheer him up with stories about some of my relatives that had worse luck than he did. Like my Uncle Norbert, whose business partner ran away with all his money and his wife. And Uncle Norbert ran out to stop him, and he got hit by a bus, which broke his right leg. Lucky for him.
Lucky?
Yeah, that was his aluminum leg.
I told you to leave the cigars up here on the dresser. Now I gotta come down and
get... Oh, he's coming down.
Come on, honey, then let's cheer him up.
All right, I'll tell him I became a Republican.
Sing to him.
Sing?
Yeah, for he's a jolly good fellow.
For he's a jolly good fellow. For he's a jolly good fellow. Which nobody can deny.
Edith, do we have to have these people over?
They're just happy that you're up.
Yeah, Daddy, look at you, though. You haven't gotten dressed yet today, and you didn't shave either, and your hair's all messed up.
So I won't make the cover of Harper's Brazier. Just leave me alone, huh? And get out of my chair.
I'm not in your chair.
You're leaning on it.
Daddy, I think you should go back to work. If you get back to the bar, you'll have people to talk to.
I ain't got no customers. The only way I talk to people in my bar is if I burn down the joint and bandy words with the fireman.
But you know what your problem is? You took on too much for one man to handle.
Yeah, I think you should share the work with somebody, Daddy. You should take on a partner.
No.
You should have gone in with Harry.
No!
Maybe if you ask him nice, Harry would come.
No!
Arch, Harry's a good bartender and he's a good friend.
Get ready to say no again, little girl. No!
And he's a large brother. He's always been very close to you.
Listen, Nate, it's my experience in life that the closer people get to me, the more they want to kill me. Look at Harry. He runs over there to the competition. He was the one that talked McFeeney into going topless.
I thought just the waitresses was topless.
And instead of the little pills, you want me to come and talk to you?
Arch, come on, talk to Harry. All you have to do is apologize
apologize? To a guy for killing me? Did Lincoln apologize to Alexander Graham Booth? repeat what I say.
Bonus Dias.
Oh, now don't sell me. Manuel, what are you doing over here? You're supposed to be watching a saloon.
Well, boss, there's a little problem with the customers.
What?
We ain't got none.
You mean nobody come in there all day?
Oh, I ain't saying nobody come in. Actually, there was people coming and going all the time.
Yeah, well.
They was coming in with bills. They was going out with furniture.
You hear that?
They repossessed the piano. They carried away the refrigeration unit.
Anything else?
Well, if you want to play the pinball machine, you got to go to Sicily.
Did you hear that? Why didn't you call me?
The telephone don't work so good, boss, since they disconnected it.
Edith.
Oh, I heard that.
I got to be running along now. This has been a pretty bad day for me, you know? I mean, I'm feeling pretty rotten.
You're feeling pretty rotten?
Yeah, I was going to ask you for a raise.
I'm sorry,
rotten luck, Arch.
Oh, it ain't rotten luck. Rotten me. That's what it is. I ain't no businessman. I'm nothing. I think that's what I was born to be, nothing.
Archie, I can't let you say that.
It's too late, Edith. I just said it. Well, I'm just gonna bid my fond adieus to all of yous.
Where are you going?
Going upstairs. I'm gonna get into that bed, and I'm gonna turn my face to the wall.
Oh,
yes,
no,
yes. For the next 20 years and until I die, whichever comes first.
Oh,
if you want to do something for me, you write up an ad that I can put in a paper. And I'll dump that bar on the first guy that makes me a good offer.
Oh, Archie, can't do that. Skip it up.
Edith, just go set the alarm clock for 1997.
You're going to sleep for 20 years?
If it was good enough for Rip Van Heusen.
Winkle.
Winkle Van Heusen. Then ipso facto, it's good enough for me.
What? Arch, wait.
Oh, Archie.
No, no,
please,
no, no,
Archie.
No.
I don't understand. I always thought that bar did such good business.
It did when Harry was running it for Kelsey. If we could only get Archie and Harry back together again.
That's right. I'm gonna go down there to McFeeney's and talk to Harry.
What, Ma? Well, wait a second. Wait a second. You can't go to McFeeney's, Ma. It's a topless place.
I don't care. I ain't gonna look at those.
Ma, what about all the people that hang around down there? The dregs of humanity. Men with twisted moralities and rumpled raincoats. Ma, all that nudity. That nudity, Ma. I better go instead.
Do you mind?
When you're number one, you don't have to worry.
Doctor, he won't get out of bed. He says he's gonna stay there for 20 years or for the rest of his life until he dies, whichever comes first.
What the hell are you doing? Thanks a lot, Arch.
Yes,
Gloria.
Truck?
Gloria, did I ever tell you how much I like your father?
No, honey.
Well, I'm not gonna start now. The man is meaner on his back than he ever was on his feet.
Ma, what did Dr. Shapiro say?
He says we gotta be very patient with Archie and give him lots of love.
You hear me laughing at that? Patient and love to Archie? Ma, I try to show the man patience, but he shakes up his beer can and he squirts it at me. And as far as love is concerned, it's very hard to sustain love when after he drinks the beer, he throws the can at you. I tell you, Ma, it is not the basis for an affectionate relationship.
Every time I go upstairs, he just keeps saying to me over and over again, little girl, when's the meathead gonna put the for sale ad in the paper for the bar?
Gloria, I am not gonna put that ad in the paper. That is a good little bar. Why should he throw it away just like that?
Well, I'm more worried about Daddy than I am the bar. You know, he hasn't eaten anything since yesterday.
Well, today I made him some nice Hungarian goulash.
I thought goulash upsets his stomach.
Oh, no, he loves goulash. It's Hungarians that upset him.
Oh, I bet that's Harry.
Oh, I hope he ain't still mad at Archie.
Hiya, Harry. I'm glad you're here. Come on in.
Thank you so much for coming. Sit down, Harry.
I only come because of you, Edith, because you got a sick man on your hands.
How about some coffee?
Oh, no, thanks.
How about going back to work with Archie?
I didn't come to talk business.
Harry, you have to talk to Archie. He needs a good bartender like you that has a lot of steady customers to get the business started again.
Yeah, he certainly does.
He needs you, Harry. Oh, you wouldn't have to work for him. You could be partners.
No way Archie and me could be partners.
Oh, that's too bad.
But if it'd make you feel better, I'd be happy to go up and talk to him.
Oh, would you?
Oh, great, sure. Harry, that's terrific. Yeah. Because he just sits up there all day. He doesn't want to talk to anybody.
Yeah, but I promise you one thing, Edith. I leave the first time he gives me a...
Archie, I'm just going to show you the
right door. I have to go to the bathroom.
I want
to
look out the window.
Oh, that Dennis. He really is a menace. He's such a rotten kid, I love him.
Archie! Archie, guess who's here to see you?
If it ain't Alice Faye, tell him get the hell out of here.
It's your old friend, Harry.
Oh, Harry, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Edith, you had your instructions.
That's it.
Harry, no, wait a second.
Personally, he talks like that to everybody. You know that.
Hey, you should hear some of the things he says to me.
Oh, but he always liked Harry, honey. He never liked you. Let me try again here. Daddy! Now, Daddy, Harry was nice enough to come see you. Are you going to be nice to him?
No!
It's homeless!
No, it's homeless! Harry, you can just relax. Right. You gotta be
Shut up! All right. Just give me a minute here to get myself out of my bed. And I'll be there. All right. I'm opening the door. Well?
Hello.
Hello.
Can I sit down?
Well, you tired?
I ain't tired.
Well, and by no means would I say that you sit down there.
Thanks.
Should I remove this?
What for?
I'll make you feel at home, topless, you know?
So, how are things at Archie's place?
Oh, I'd say you're the same.
Same as what?
Same as yesterday.
I heard they weren't so good yesterday. Or the day before yesterday. Or the day before that.
Listen. I like to run a nice, quiet, respectable, what they call establishment there, you know? And all the crowds of people there, talking, lapping it up, all that hilarity there, you know? Who the hell needs that in a saloon?
Look, Arch, I know how it is. It's tough for the little guy. The minute he walks out the front door, he's in trouble. Everybody takes a hunk out of him. He walks, the muggers zap him. He runs, the buses clip him. He tries to make a buck, the government knocks him off. He tries to fool them all by hiding in the grave. The medical students grab what's left of him.
Yeah, it's awful, isn't it?
He feels like a failure, a loser, a nothing. A lowly worm crawling in a dirt.
Well, don't say that, Harry. At the roll, I mean, you may be a worm, but you ain't crawling in a dirt.
Well,
You want your old job back? You got it. Had a little cut in salary, of course.
I wasn't talking about me. I was talking about you.
No, you wasn't talking about me. I ain't a worm. I'm a boss. I don't know what the hell you are.
You want to know what I am? I'll tell you what I am. I ain't up to my butt in debts. That's what I am.
Well, let me tell you something. The good Lord will forgive me for being up to my butt in debts. But you, Harry, you're going straight to hell for being up to your butt in boobs.
What a jerk I am. Here I was, willing to come back, pay off everything you owe, and be your partner. What a dummy.
Who asked you to do that?
Edith asked me, that's who. And Mike and Gloria, too.
Oh, so they done that, huh? Hey, out there in the hall, listening at the door. Mind your own business.
They was just trying to help you, and so was I. Now, do you or do you not want me for a partner? That does it. I'd rather work with topless here than topless here.
I want to work with topless
here. Harry, wait a second. Hold on. Let me talk to him. I'll bring him out to you. Arch, what are you doing? Harry's giving you a chance to save the boy. You're lying here in bed?
Very well, meathead.
Oh, look at this. He's under the covers.
Now, come on, Daddy. Oh, Ma, look at him lying here like a fetus in the womb.
I don't care what Ma's gonna feed us at noon. I ain't eating nothing.
Are you ever gonna get out of this bed?
No! Here I lay in my bed till death us do part, and I'm stone dead.
Right, Archie. When we got married, we promised we would stay together for the rest of our lives. So my place is by your side.
Oh, come on, Edith. What are you doing? Can't you leave me alone in my rack of misery here?
Well, we've always been a close-knit family.
Come on, now what the hell is this here? Parents and child in a one bed, like a family of dogs. Get out of here!
No,
get out of this
no,
bed! Get out of this bed!
Me.
Get out of here!
Oh, I'm not going to face this cruel world all by myself.
Well, my God, this is a disgrace. Get out of this bed, all of you here. Get out of here.
Arch, go out there and talk to Harry.
Oh, he's a worker. I'm a boss. I ain't going to him.
Harry, go in there and talk to Archie.
I'm the guy with the money. Let him come out here.
Oh, Archie, this is your big chance. Be nice.
Don't everybody be telling me to be nice. I ain't changing my life for nobody.
Harry, come on. Don't blow a good opportunity like this just because he's being stubborn.
Don't
come on.
Push me around. Jeez.
Okay, Arch. I'll bail you out, and we're partners. 50-50.
Well, wait a minute. 50-50. What are you talking about? 70-30?
60-40.
60-30.
60-30. There ain't no 60-30.
Well, what do you got to get? So are you 60?
40.
I got you there. Wise guy. Deal. All right. Listen. 10 o'clock in the morning, you get down and open up the joint, see?
Why, man, we're partners.
When 60 talks, 40 listen.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.